T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're going to head out to the Dial Pad guest line right now, and we're joined by Kadri Ismail, and he's a former NFL wide receiver. He played for the Ravens from 99 to 2001. He's the co-host of the Purple pregame and postgame on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. And Kadri, you tweeted today, just ignorance with an exclamation point. Can you elaborate on your thoughts?
So I will say this. I've known Tim for going back to, what, I think it was 2001, I believe. And we were actually working the Super Bowl, the Rams, and the Patriots Super Bowl on radio. And Tim was really cool and gave me some pointers or whatever. I was a newbie, still playing, but at the same time, I wanted to kind of, you know, make my way and transition over to the next level and media and all that. And, you know, I thought he was cool. I thought he was, you know, engaging the whole nine yards. I've, you know, heard him many a time on NFL XM radio, and, you know, he did the one show, Afternoon Drive, did an exceptional job with it, you know, the whole nine. And so, obviously, when he, you know, got the gig to be the color analyst for, you know, the Niners, I was like, wow, that's good. That'd be a good fit for him. I heard some of his radio calls. I thought, you know, he was very much engaged with the listener and what the team is doing, and just kind of giving them a good picture and all that. So, you know, my affinity for him is and was high, but that's where I was like, you know, my comment on Twitter, I was just kind of taken aback because when I read the article and, you know, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, man, that's just, it's so ignorant. Why would you even go there? Because he knows the game so incredibly well. To describe it like that was just so shallow of him. That's how I took it. I was like, wow, you know, you're better than that. You know, he doesn't need to, you know, define a quarterback skin color somehow blends in with the football, and that's what caused the confusion. And I'm like, what are you even talking about? So, yeah, that's where my comments went with it, and just I was dumbfounded by it, and just disappointed.
Q, I agree with you 100%, and I'm telling my fellas here, I'm offended that the Niners only came down with the one-game suspension, so kind of a two-part question. What are your thoughts on the one-game suspension? And also, can you go back to your playing days? I think the worst is in front of Tim, because how is he going to approach these black players, and do you think they're going to let it go, or are they going to be like some of our callers? They don't know Tim, but they feel like he's not a racist, but he should be suspended. Where do you come out on that?
So, again, I do know Tim, and like I said, that's why I'm like, you know, I'm frustrated at it and him and the situation, and you know, I'm like, man, bro, that's not like you. So, you know, what's the deal? Is there some kind of undertone there that I missed, that we missed, you know, guys that know you? You know, or is it just something new? With that said, I don't want to be overreactionary. I don't want to be underreactionary. I want it to be, you know, fitting. You know, that's a punishment for the crime, if you will, if that's, you know.
No, I hear you.
Correct. Well, you say right. So. You know, I don't think he should be fired. I know a lot of people are like, oh, he should be fired. And I'm like, yeah. You know, I would like to think that the 49ers did their due diligence, sat down with him, and really looked at the entire situation, and was like, all right, there has to be consequences for this.
Right.
You know, we're not only suspending you, obviously, for a game, I thought maybe, you know, perhaps two or three games, but there's no real precedent for this in that regards. But at the same time, yeah, I'm hoping that they did their due diligence as far as, you know, saying, okay, you know what, something has to happen here, and make a statement, you know, to not only, you know, the black players that are in our locker room, but, you know, society as a whole, as humans, and respect for the humans, not just trying to just, you know, feel like, oh my God, I'm outraged because I'm a black man. How about you just be outraged because you're a human and you shouldn't be treating other humans with disrespect, whether or not you're black or white. How about that?
Yep. No, you're on the money there, Q. And I enjoy watching you play at Syracuse and winning the Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens when you guys had that great defense. I just wonder if there's ever been a teammate that you've had when playing, because I could think of Tommy Frazier in Nebraska and Quincy Carter at the Cowboys and all these Michael Vick and all these black quarterbacks who were really good with fakes and all this stuff. Did that ever once come up? Because I've never heard anything like this.
I mean, at Syracuse, I had, you know, my quarterback, he was, you know, a black man, and Marvin Graves. Marvin, he would run the freeze option.
Yep.
And, I mean, that was, you know, kind of very much similar to what you're seeing nowadays. I don't remember a black defensive end, a white defensive end, anybody say, well, because of his fake, it kind of blended in with the ball and caused me to be blinded. And all of a sudden, it just, like, made me lose my keys on how to play the game. Never heard of that. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know where he's coming from with that. You know, Warren Moon, when he threw the ball, you know, what is it supposed to be like? Well, you know, I kind of saw the angle that it was coming out of his hand, but it blended in the background, so it threw me off. Or what am I supposed to say? You know, well, when I played with Dan Marino in Miami, yeah, because his hand was of a lighter shade of brown, and now the sun's rays caused a blinding, and that's why I dropped the ball. Like, it's just none of it absolutely makes any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, Q, you're on point. Hey, before we let you go, Q, I'm in my mid-40s. I know I'm going to take some stuff from my fellows here. I'm in my mid-40s, so, you know, I'm taking care of my skin. We got a mutual friend, Catherine Leverett. So I go see her at Clinically Clear. So she said hello. I texted her you were coming on the show.
Tell Cat, I said, what's going on?
I will
and
do
at the
so.
Same time, yes, it's all about that skin hydration
little
and
moisture.
Making sure the cells are looking good, and she definitely does an awesome job at it.
You know what, Kadri, I actually do have one more for you, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. That.
Okay, just speaking of Lamar Jackson and what he's done this year, does he have staying power in the NFL? Is he going to be a better quarterback, let's say, in 3 or 4 years than he is now?
I think in what he has presented as a player, the knock that was on Michael Vick was that he was the, you know, last guy in, the first guy out. He wasn't a student of the game. As long as the Ravens are all in on Lamar Jackson and just his development, I think he only has nowhere to go but up. And I think what everybody is kind of cautious about is that, well, if not when, it's not about, how do I say this, the big hit. The hit that is when he sweeps around the edge and he's going down the football field, and a strong safety comes down and just, you know, just gives him that knockout blow. I don't see that happening because I don't see him acting foolish with the football. I think the way in which the Ravens offense is designed, it's designed to be a physical offense within the running attack, but also it's designed to help protect Lamar Jackson. And I think as a passer throughout this year, it shows me that he's only going to get better because you could see where, you know, he's passing the ball very, very adept. I think, finally, it reminds me of Michael Jordan early in his career when he was just, you know, crushing it to the rim.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he developed that fadeaway, and nobody could stop him. I think at some point in time, Lamar's game is going to evolve. But right now, I like how it's evolving, and he's still using his strength, which is his speed and his legs, to get to the outside edge.
Kadri, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, especially on the spur of the moment.
Absolutely. Not a problem at all, folks.
All right.
Thank you, Q.
That's Kadri Ismail. He is a former Raven wide receiver.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.